AI creates time, or artificial intelligence generates great code if you tell it what to write. I asked AI to create visual programming components, a task that takes months of learning and maybe years of programming. And it created perfect, beautiful things. But only because I knew what to ask for and what will work in the long run. In fact, I did not mention that I wanted to build a visual programming language. I asked for a line in HTML as a standalone web component, similar to a button or an input box. I also told it to create a window component, but this time I gave it unfinished code as part of the prompt. And finally, I asked for a signal-based web page element monitor that returns X, Y, width, and height, also including a tiny bit of code. If I just asked for visual programming components, I'm sure it would have created something fantastic. But there is no guarantee that it would work in the long run. The reason I knew what to ask for is because this is the best case scenario based on my research. In fact, it is frightening how well the AI has responded and how it fixed a small oversight in the code that it has generated. It is of some note that I asked that web components use signals to keep the code clean. And the code is nice. I attach a working demo of the components, resizable draggable windows, and port position tracking. It took just a couple of minutes to make. But the first 6 versions or so, I wrote by hand, and it took many, many months. Not only is this a good way to discover the best solution, but also update your knowledge of programming. Or just practice and learn JavaScript. Creating multiple versions of your program will also reveal what is unimportant. I originally intended to support pan and zoom. I thought that relying on the scroll bars of a web page was a primitive idea. But I was wrong, because adding more than the basics entails several other things and results in explosion of complexity. You lose control over the code, as there are too many things to remember. This approach that I have here is just 2 HTML tags, window container and flow connector. They are so generic that many visual programming languages and interfaces can be created. Finally, in terms of research, this small programming project began this afternoon as a result of several problems that I have discovered in the broader field of visual programming. The biggest one being that visual programming languages do not capture the architecture of the entire application. They just revolve around object streams. But also that they are slow for programmers, and when connecting the output to many inputs, the order of operations, that is undefined. You don't know where data is going to go next. For sequence control, you have to connect everything in a series, one after another. That does not really simplify things. That is an unnecessary restriction that shouldn't be there. You should connect your boxes any which way you want. Visual programming is about simplicity, not restriction and rules that you have to remember. As a quick side note, to solve this problem, I am going to experiment with connecting stacks of actions with lines. So my boxes will hold automator programs or
the actual programs that used to be on the wire.
But what this is truly about is that the AI allows for creating dozens of experiments in the span of a single week. It helps to uncover the correct solution by experimentation and quick turnaround. Not only does it create awesome code, it also helps you learn how to make it greater. I think the next step in visual programming is freeform diagramming, a beautiful diagramming tool that actually works. A thing that allows to draw out system diagrams with no rules at all. This diagram serves as a map or a table of contents that helps programmers and the novice finally visually understand program architecture. The truth is that without artificial intelligence, I could not afford this research, as it would take many more months. With the use of artificial intelligence, I'm almost already done with it.